Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back again to our unique program, Understanding Muslims and Sharing Jesus Effectively with Them. If you remember in previous programs, I advised you not to attack Muslims in the word they used to refer to the Creator, the word Allah. And I presented to you a very powerful case. One of the points is the word Allah exists in my Arabic Bible. And all Arab Christians all over the world call God Allah. So don't attack Muslims by saying, you call God Allah, this is a false God, God's name Yahweh, and don't go that path. Why? Very simply, our message to Muslims, the gospel message to Muslims, is not you worship a false God, is not Allah is a false God. Our message to the Muslims is simply presenting Jesus Christ in the most effective way possible. We are actually calling them to discover the depth of God's love toward them. We are encouraging them to enjoy a personal living relationship with God. We are calling them to forsake their sins, repent, and not to rely on their work to gain God's forgiveness and eternal life. This is really the important issues. We need to keep first things first. We need to discuss the most important issues before actually we lose them. I mean, if we discuss the most important issues, Jesus, and then we lost them, we have no apology to make, not our fault. But if we attacked them and lost them without sharing Jesus, I believe we could have done better. Our message must focus on Jesus. We have come to know God, my Muslim friend, when we put our faith in Jesus Christ. Actually, personalize it. You tell him, my Muslim friend, I came to know God, who God really is, when I put my faith in Jesus Christ, that he died to pay the penalty for my sins. My Muslim friend, through Christ, through my faith in Christ, I have been forgiven by God. And I am experiencing right now the forgiveness of God for all of my sins. My Muslim friend, through Christ, God adopted me. We have been adopted as the eternal children of God, and you too can become God's beloved child, of course, in a spiritual sense, born of his spirit. My Muslim friend, through Christ, I received the Spirit of God. This is the gospel. My Muslim friend, do you enjoy God's presence within you? Most likely the Muslim will tell you no. Tell him, when you put your faith in Jesus Christ and what he did for you on the cross, and you receive him in your heart, you will receive the Spirit of God and you will enjoy God's divine presence within you. My Muslim friend, in Christ, I gained access to God's divine presence. And I feel, I experience His guidance. This is what the gospel really is. Experiencing God's love and salvation and the assurance of a place in His eternal kingdom. Same thing when you meet a person that different than you in his faith. Like, let's say you met a Catholic person and he doesn't believe exactly like you believe. It is wrong to start attacking Catholic belief. It is wrong to start attacking the Pope and the church, the Catholic Church. I don't think this is the right approach to Catholic. You know, that's my experience and this is what I believe. If you want to do something different, this is totally up to you. You are free. But I'm just sharing with you, when I meet a Catholic, I celebrate the fact that we both believe in God and we both believe in Jesus Christ. And I focus on God's grace through my faith in Jesus' death. I experience God's forgiveness. The same thing. Someone who believes in God, but he doesn't really have any relationship with God, I don't attack. If he told me I believe in God, I don't tell him, no, you don't believe in God. You believe in fulfilling the desires of your flesh. You believe in making money. You believe in the wrong things. I don't do that. I tell him, I am glad that you believe in the existence of God. But have you ever experienced the forgiveness of God? Have you ever experienced God's presence? And I start getting into topics that will lead him to faith in Jesus Christ. I don't attack anybody. And I don't think you should. I tell Muslims, the God of the Bible is the Father who loves us and open the door for us to draw closer to Him and become His beloved children. The God the Bible presented to us is the Son, Jesus Christ, who redeemed us through His death and resurrection and has made it possible for you and me to be forgiven for all of our sins right now through faith in Jesus Christ. He is the Holy Spirit who enters our hearts to join us now to God in an absolute oneness of being. And I try to use the little truth that Muslims have or atheists have, the little truth, use it as a stepping stone to the gospel. Why? Because truth to be taught can be learned easier through truth already known. I do that with anybody. Now, it is legitimate to use the statements which we agree with in the Quran as we use pro-Christian quote from any other respected book or leader. One may make the analogy that it is not necessary to agree with all the words and actions of Abraham Lincoln before freely quoting from his profound speeches. Because if we ask the question, is truth any less true if it is found somewhere else than the Bible? The right answer is no. Truth is truth wherever it may be found. I want to make a statement here that I heard from one of the Christian leaders, actually missionary. He said, Some Christians want to live their lives within the sounds of pealing church bells. I prefer to establish a rescue mission within a yard of hell, to use anything you can use, as long as it is true, to get close to the person who doesn't know God, doesn't know Jesus, doesn't know who God is, and to help that person discover the depth of God's love toward him and discover the salvation that God wants to give him through faith in Jesus Christ alone. No compromise, yet using anything you can to construct a bridge and to use any truth the other persons have as a stepping stone to the gospel. Now, I have great news. I hope you can share it with your friends. Our book was chosen by Moody International Publisher, one of the most respected publishers in America, in the world. And now it's available through Moody. So please pray with me that many Christians will get the book through Moody and will give it to their Muslim friends, and we can see more Muslims coming to Christ through reading answers to their questions. Because when you go to my website, you will discover many testimonies that many Muslims became believers and followers of Jesus Christ through reading about God's love and salvation. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, God. We thank you for who you are. We thank you that you build bridges with us and you helped us step by step to understand your love and experience your salvation. God, we surrender our lives into your hand. We ask you, God, in Jesus' name, to equip us, equip our fellowships, your church, to share Jesus effectively with Muslims. Use us, God, for the salvation of multitudes of Muslims. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God's peace with you, my Christian friends. Salam.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.